This is SaskAg Today with 620 CKRM Ag News Director Ryan Young.
Welcome to SaskAg Today. I'm Tanner Wallace Scribner filling in for Ryan Young. This portion is brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain pricing and crop protection, and for municipal hail insurance. Crop hail insurance at cost, municipalhail.ca. Beef prices continue to lead food inflation in Canada, even as grocers keep the product front and center. Kevin Greer, a market analyst and consultant based in Ontario, says new analysis using Stats Canada data shows that food prices rose 4.4% year over year in March, with beef climbing nearly 13%.
I was very surprised to see. I keep track of flyers or features across the country, 25 flyers, grocers from BC through to the Maritimes, and on a weekly basis. And I noticed that the share of the flyer, in other words, the amount of beef on the flyer compared to the other meats, has declined a little bit in 2026 compared to 2021, but it hasn't declined a whole lot. As a matter of fact, I was very surprised how little it declined. And I thought there'd be more of a decline given how expensive it is, and how hard it is for grocers to put an attractive priced item on the front page if it's a beef item. So I was surprised to see how much beef there was, which told me that despite the how high the price is, beef is still doing its job in terms of bringing people into the store, because that's really what the front page of the flyer is designed to do, is to bring people into the store. And if beef wasn't doing that, then it wouldn't be there. So, like I say, I was very surprised given how expensive it is. It just shows that beef is still a popular item despite its price.
Since 2021, Greer says consumer beef prices have surged to more than double the overall food inflation rate.
Between the first quarter of this year compared to the first quarter of that year, 2021, all items, consumer items, and the consumer price index have been up about 20%. When I say all items, I mean, you know, food, gasoline, rent, clothing, you name it. That's up by that much. Food from stores is up about 30-some-odd percent. Beef is up 60% since that time. That's just, it leads the way. It just went crazy between now and then. So that's the benchmark.
He says that the increase is similar in both Canada and the United States.
Yeah, it's very similar. We might have increased more because our dollar weakened over that period of time. But no, the scenario is exactly the same for exactly the same reason. Overall, North American beef and cattle supplies have declined and demand has remained good. So the story to the south is the same as it is here in Canada.
Greer says looking forward to the future, beef prices tend to lag behind increases of other groceries.
The beef retail will lag, so to speak, the price changes at wholesale. In other words, the price that they pay for beef from the packers or from the distributors and so on will lag, the retail price will lag that change by about a little bit, month, two, sometimes 3 months, because the grocers want to be sure that it's in fact going up or going down before they make a change. So it's really not related to anything other than their costs as well as the competition around them. And if you want somebody to blame about the price of beef, don't really look at your grocer, because while our price has gone up, like I say, 60% some odd between 2021 and 2026, their costs have gone up over 70% over the same period of time. So, you know, they're constantly playing catch up, and the price of beef at the packer level or the wholesale price has gone up dramatically in the first quarter. So it wouldn't surprise me in this quarter that we're in right now where we see another increase, because like I say, they're playing catch up on these costs.
He says other meat like chicken and pork are not seeing the same level of increases.
No, beef led the way by big time. pork is up about 2025-ish between now and, let's say, that 2021 benchmark. Chicken's up about 40. But there's no comparison with beef. It's just beef led the way. And it's because, like I say, of declining supplies as well as extraordinarily very good demand. It's if it wasn't for good demand, we would not be seeing the situation like it is.
Greer says that he'll be paying close attention to the next coming months.
No, I think, like I say, the big beef days are coming up, and by that I mean the big beef barbecue holidays. You know, the Victoria Day weekend is coming. Then you've got Father's Day, and you've got July 1st holiday. Those are big beef days traditionally. And unfortunately for the retailers and grocers, they were negotiating with the packers for those holidays during the first quarter. Like, in other words, they negotiate to try and decide what to put on the flyer, and then they do the negotiating with the packers. And unfortunately for them, during the first quarter of this year, the beef price at the packer level was skyrocketing, gone crazy again. So it'll be fascinating to see what's on the flyer for Victoria Day. You know, like I say, will they continue to put beef on there? Even though they, like I say, the price was going through the roof when they were negotiating. And if they do put it on, it'll be fascinating to see what's on. In other words, will they go with ribs or will they go with the ground? And just what price will be on that flyer. So this will be a real test to see just how strong beef is, because, you know, those are traditional beef days when, you know, those are important holidays, and grocers want you in the store on those days because it sets the tone.
Overall, Greer says it's a good time to be a beef producer.
To me, if I'm a co-producer in your audience, or a beef pecker or beef merchandiser, you know, it's good news. It's a product that is in demand. And, you know, I've seen strong demand since probably 2015. We've had, you know, really good demand. But in the last few years, it's just, wow, it's just very, very impressive. So it's good news story. Even though it's, like I say, everybody is upset about it and nobody likes to see these prices that high. But like I say, if it wasn't moving, the price would be lower, because, like I said, this is an industry, the old expression, if you don't sell it, you smell it. So it's got to move, and it is moving.
That was Kevin Greer, a market analyst and consultant.